Let's go, baby.
We're
We're
back.
back. I'm back in Boulder. Episode 11. We got our shades on because it's a beautiful day out. We got a guest here, Miss Valerie Constein. I just checked the time and it was 4:20 before we came out here.
Oh my
I don't
God.
know what else we could ask for,
The stars
honestly.
are
We
aligning.
all got our drinks, ice cold bevies. No alcohol involved here. I am on my Waterloo because I have 2 weeks until my race, and these guys are also on the water.
I
Only
got
one.
a poppy.
A poppy.
I got a
So
poppy.
not sponsored at all. We'll have to bleep
It
that one out. But we're back, baby. It's been, what was our last in-person episode? Episode like three? Episode two?
was right before you left, right? Or no, a week
Oh no
before you left.
shit. Of course it's before I
Well,
left.
yeah, but yeah. I what how many was that? I think it was three.
Probably three. Yeah, now
Yeah.
we're back. We're back. We've long awaited, long anticipated, and it's been 2 weeks or 3 weeks since
We
our
had
last one.
70 or seven subpar Zoom episodes, and now we're
They're
coming back.
good.
No, they were good.
Our
And
followings
we're
went
coming
up.
back with a guest.
Yeah, now we're coming back with a guest. We're coming back with some crazy news of the past 2 weeks for me. Obviously, I'm back here, and we just finished up Grand Slam.
Yeah, we watched Grand
So,
Slam the last 3 days, which was
yeah,
sick.
yep.
I thought it was really cool. But yeah, welcome Valerie to the pod. We've been trying to get her on
Our number
the
one fan, potentially.
podcast. Yeah, most commented person. She won't be able to listen to
Yeah.
it this week because she's actually on it.
No,
No,
I'll
that's
still
a
listen to
bummer.
it and I'll still comment.
Oh, okay, sweet.
And I'll
Cool.
comment best episode ever.
All right. I think we should start with Grand Slam because that's the most fresh thing for all of us, and then we can talk about because there's a bunch of stuff we can talk about.
Yeah.
But
We could do one thing you liked and one thing you didn't like.
yeah. Okay.
Starting with you.
All right. One. I mean, I think it's just sick having more like racing.
Yeah.
Like, I think
So that's
that.
one thing you liked.
Yeah. I just like. I mean, and it was cool. Like, the setup. It's a new thing. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that part was really good. And that was probably my favorite thing, yeah. What
All
about you?
right. What about the one thing you didn't like?
Oh, do you want to do that back to back?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the main thing I didn't like, well, I would say there's, I'm gonna use two. I'm gonna cheat here. I think the first thing I didn't like was the fucking helicopter. I don't like the helicopter's background. The main thing I think the most prominent thing, and I bet a lot of people thought this, was I said this when they announced the first one that was going to be in Kingston. The number of fans, especially at the first day, I thought really just could have been a lot better. And
Yeah.
I think for people like that weren't us that were going to watch it no matter what,
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of like a like, why is there no one there? So I didn't love that. And then the other thing that I would say I equally didn't like, I think the women's long distance races, the way those races were run and broadcasted was not ideal.
Nice.
Yeah. So, because they were just not very exciting. And they could have been a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you?
I think my favorite thing was seeing so many familiar American faces. I thought that was really cool. Like, they had a lot of big names, and I thought that was just really cool. Like, getting to see Sydney McLaughlin run is awesome. And then also just like the people that they brought in too, like Emily Infield getting the call last minute to come in.
Clutch.
I just thought it was cool, like all the Americans that we got to see run in these like small fields that were really competitive. I thought that was cool. Something that I wasn't super psyched about, I guess there were some like snafus with the actual broadcasting.
Yeah, there was some, yeah.
But
Like
those.
yesterday's day two didn't seem to have any audio for a little bit. Like I watched it pretty consistently. It was tough. Hey, at least it was better than the Jake Paul fight. At least you can watch
Yeah.
it. So that's a W for Grand Slam.
But I feel like those the broadcasting snafus will like get ironed out
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
more practice that they have, and probably once the employees kind of get a little bit more familiar with some of the stuff. But yeah, those are my two things.
Nice. Way to follow directions, because Kyle did not.
I like the rules and I like to follow directions.
I'm a
Like
rule
my
breaker. I'm a rule
big
breaker.
time rule breaker.
Dude. One thing you'd like and one thing you don't. I'm gonna do two, but I'm gonna say one thing that's just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, your third.
One thing I liked, I did like how I feel like Diamond Leagues are good about it too, but it seemed to go by pretty quick. Like the races were really good, but
there wasn't like any victory laps, or there wasn't any like the post-race interviews were cool and the pre-race interviews were cool too, but everything moved pretty quick. There was some instant replays, but there was nothing like super long, and there weren't any commercials, at least on the Peacock like stream. It was just all Grand Slam commercials, which was it kept you involved for the 2 hours that it was, or an hour and a half. The thing I didn't like was the field sizes. I think it's still just like too weird, especially in like big
It's too
stadiums like
small.
that. Yeah, it's just like too small. And like if it's a distance race and it breaks up too early, like the men's 3K today broke up really early, and it's just like it's still really cool, but it's like it's too intimate of a level to be able to have like two guys out there and then just six other people. And like if one person gets dropped, then it's like just too strung out. So the field sizes for the distance events, I guess I should say. They should keep, I, yeah, they should probably keep the same prize payouts, but maybe like four people don't get paid. Like if you get ninth to 12th or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be my take.
And that's what they
Well,
do in the Diamond League.
right.
You only get paid if you finish, I think, top eight in the Diamond League, but they'll take up to 14 people
Yeah.
in the distance
Yeah, and I
races.
don't feel like that's gonna like take away from people's desire to do Grand Slam because people are still gonna be like, well, I can still make a ton of money, I just can't finish last. And it'll also incentivize people not to just like show up if they're like hurt and like, you know, I don't know how it works exactly on the payouts, but I imagine if you just show up, you get paid.
Yeah.
So if like someone was like, well, I'm hurt and I can't race, but I'll just show up and
Yeah.
like walk off the track or whatever. So yeah,
And another thing is, so many of these races are in the US. And that's just a huge advantage for Americans. Because, like, for the Diamond League, there's only one Diamond League race in the continental United States. And all the other Diamond Leagues are, like, in Europe, basically, and some in Asia. And so to have, like, really high paying races in the US, I think would give the Americans like a huge opportunity to make some money and have some fast races without as much travel.
Yeah. So I know my mom just asked when we're recording the next Bro Hear Me Out. So shout out, mom. We're recording it right
Let's
now.
go. Hi, Chuck's mom.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really good for track though. I do think that there's some like I think field size, because that will also help with scratches too. Like if people scratch, there's not just like gonna be, you know, because like there could be a race where there's six people, because if it's like the day before or whatever, you know, then that's even weirder if you only have six people in like a distance race. It's less maybe important for the sprints.
Yeah, I think that's something that they're going to run into is like when Val just said Emily got the call. She got the call on, she left on, say, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day Elise left, Wednesday. And she got the call Tuesday night, 12 hours before her flight. And it was just like, if you want to come, book your, like, we'll book your flight. But to me, that's problematic because I know other people in Boulder who got the call, that same call, and were like, and like you said it as well, like I just did a long run yesterday, or like I worked out today, as like, where is that kind of limit? But also as a racer, or like someone who's in it, you would really wait till the last minute to be like, I can't even get eight, like I can't even start, because it, then it's like, I don't know, I can see both sides of the coin of I'm gonna do everything I can to at least get eighth and get 10K and have a good, like, have a showing, or you can be like a potential challenger and then like not get the call, and then you're going to miss out on opportunity because you're training. Like,
Yeah.
not everyone is going to be ready at all times. It's a lot harder for distance athletes, I feel, to be ready than like a sprinter can just like Jenna Prendini just like picked up her
Balled
cup and
out.
went.
Balled out. Yeah,
But like
actually, that might
for,
be the athlete of the meet for me.
yeah, but for like a distance runner, it was just like, imagine getting the call, like you just ripped a workout, or even like a heavy long run a couple of days before, and you're just like, I'm gonna go race these really good people. I'm guaranteed 10K, but I want to be invited back, and I don't want to just get eighth. I want to get like fourth,
Right.
and that's where it's like really interesting what they're gonna do with that. Like, are they gonna have like, if you're not in by like Tuesday before, you're out, or is it gonna be like continually last minute? Like, this person flew in 12 hours ago, and now they're just here, and they're in the middle of a 100-mile week. Is like, are we gonna glorify that, or are we gonna be like? Now, then it's really exclusive, because then it's like if a challenger comes in and runs like shit, they're not going to be invited back because they ran like shit. And then they're also just gonna not want to go back.
Well, I think also part of the problem with that is like almost anyone who gets the call, like with the current setup, they're guaranteed 10K. So it's hard for anyone to say no, right? So I think that's part of, like if you eliminated the if you extended the field and still limited the prize money to top eight,
Yeah.
then it makes people think like, okay, well, do I realistically think I can get top eight?
Right.
And then you're adding some level of thought, because I feel like right now it's like, if you get the call, unless you're like on the verge of injury or injured, are you really going to say no to 10K?
Even if you are in the middle of a heavy training,
Yeah.
like if they had called me, I would have seriously considered it.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
I would have tried to do
Which
everything I
you
can.
then, but it's like playing devil's advocate. You're like, if I think I can get fourth, and I think Michael Johnson would be impressed and like consider me as a racer next year,
Yeah,
do
it's
I
true.
want to go and have my one chance and get really crushed? And then Michael's just like, I'm not going to call them ever again because they weren't ready and they just look bad. Like, yeah,
I think that's why you have, I think
it'd
that's
be
what,
really hard.
it would be really hard, but I think also like you don't know if you're gonna get the call again.
Right.
So you
Well,
think
that's
you
the other
have to
thing.
say
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah. It's like you're hoping you get the call again, but you're also like, is it you get one call and if you say no, Michael Johnson's just like, we're never, or Kyle Merber, whoever does it, is just like, we're never going to call them again? Or is it like a continual descending order? And if you say no to one meet, they'll call you again on the next meet. It's like, I feel like it wouldn't be like that, but who knows? Like,
But
if you're
after a certain
running.
period of time, like they're going to stop calling. Like,
Yeah.
let's say that Winnie Colati was their first pick.
Right.
And if she, you know, is focusing on other races or is having big training weeks or whatever and can't be the alternate and
Yeah.
she says no too many times, are they gonna stop asking? So
Right.
it's kind of like, and also like, let's say they called up me and I went out there and I got my like cheeks clapped by these women and I ran, I
Let's
got
go,
the,
women. Let's go.
and I finished like,
No,
and I finished last in both events, but I
Yeah.
still walked away with 10K.
Yeah.
Then he might be like, oh, maybe not. But then if I went and ran like psycho fast in the
Yeah.
steeplechase, then they'd have to consider me,
Yeah. And I feel
right?
like they know, like they're all athletes. Like Kyle Merber is an athlete and Michael's an a Johnson was an athlete. It's like they know how hard it is to be like short notice. And I feel like they would give you more like the benefit of the doubt. Like we literally called Emily Infeld 12 hours before she left and she came and she got whatever she was, sixth or seventh overall. It's like, we're gonna potentially invite her back because she's a gamer and she didn't like, she wasn't too good for it and she still showed up and had a good attitude and like, versus, yeah, saying no and being like, hopefully they'll call me again. Like, odds are those guys won't be like, we'll call them again unless it's they're running. Like, Jakob will always be able to go. But if it's like someone in America, like, I don't know if Emily would have gotten another invite
Yeah.
just
Right.
because it was like matter of fact. And she just raced the 10 and now she was gonna take a down week. And they're just like, do you wanna come to Jamaica? And she's like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll go. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. And like, her first race didn't go well. But then today she got fourth
Yeah.
overall. And so it was like, she got more than 10K out of it. She got
Yeah.
whatever, 15 or something. So it's like
Totally worth it. For
totally
sure
worth
worth it.
it. And
Yeah.
just the experience is, it's like, it's really cool for her because like she's on her second contract with Brooks now and like she's older and she just PR'd in the 10K. It's just like she was gonna go on vacation with her husband, but now she's like went to Jamaica and race and now she's gonna go on vacation again, but or like instead next week. But yeah, that's like the perfect type of scenario, but it's very crazy. It's just like betting on yourself versus like taking advantage of an opportunity and realizing like this might not even be a thing next year. And I should at least try to get 10K for getting last.
Yeah, can we talk about that part? Is this gonna be a thing next year?
You're bursting at the seams.
Dude, okay. So, Val and Charlie have given me lots of shit about this. I really am, and it's not, I'm not trying to be a hater. I don't know how sustainable Grand Slam is from a financial perspective, and I want it to be the case. Like, I think my main question is like, are they being funded with the intent to ever make money? I just don't know how like a track is paying athletes more than a sport we talk about on the podcast all the time, like UFC fighters, when we know that like less, like for a fact, like one, it's not pay-per-view events. Like it is on Peacock, which does have a paywall, but relatively like you're getting access to all of Peacock. And
I think it's on public TV. Like I told you, I think it was on like the CW channel,
yeah, and
which
I
I
saw
think is like
something on
cable.
Let's Run that there was like a YouTube channel that was streaming it too or something. I don't know if that got taken down. But anyways, yeah, I just don't, I would be so fascinated to know if this is gonna be a thing next year, because I do think it's really good for the sport, but I think it gets exponentially better for the sport the longer it's around.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
yeah, I mean, how much money did it say? It's like $12.1 million.
To a point, something, yeah. over in prize purse. That's not touching like the hotels, the flights, the
The production.
production, the salaries the racers make, the bonuses. They just announced 100K at the end, and I mean that's nothing compared to 12 point whatever, but it's like still 200K on top.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting.
The economics of it, at least for me, would be so fascinating
Yeah.
to understand. Like, also, like, I think that comes back to the Kingston thing. Like, I know that there's a lot of history there because obviously Jamaica is a very famous, place for, especially for sprinters and everything. But the thing I said immediately was when they announced that location, I was like, who's going to go down there?
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty evident. Like the stands were relatively pretty empty. Saturday definitely was the best.
Yeah.
But so for me, like if I'm thinking it from a business standpoint, one thing that the UFC always talks about is the gate of the facility that they're having the event in. And yeah, I mean, I just don't think they're probably made much on ticket sales.
Yeah, that's I know. I know it's cool that they sell. I know if like we went to the Miami Grand Slam, they sell like weekend passes. So it's
Yeah.
not like just day one, just day two. Like the Olympics was just like one day at a time.
Yep.
And like if you compare it to like F1, it's like, yeah, one day at a time versus like you can get a full thing, which is probably a better deal.
Right.
But yeah, I can't imagine. And it was so hard to get to Jamaica. Like Elise got stranded in Atlanta. The OAC people got stranded in Fort Lauderdale. Like it's so hard to get there. So if you're not going to Jamaica for this, like, I mean, I would have loved to go, but it's like, realistically,
Yeah, like doesn't make sense with your
no
current.
way. And it's like, I mean, Jamaica's not a great place.
No.
Like, it's kind of dangerous and it's
Trouble
not easy
turf.
to run at. And it's like, yeah, for me to go, I would have had to just like, and Elise's mom went and she just stayed in the hotel and just like did everything Elise did. And it's like,
Yeah.
the beach was like an hour away or 45 minutes away. It's like, there's not a lot going on, which is cool because it's like a Olympic village kind of, but also for like a just general audience is like you're not gonna go, I feel.
Well, right.
Besides like Miami will be cool, LA will be cool, Philadelphia will be interesting, I think. But
All three of those other places they're holding slams, though, makes sense. Like, I feel like if they do a good job with marketing and everything, like, they can probably sell out a stadium.
yeah.
But yeah, the Jamaica piece really didn't make sense to me. So, like, it from like a business standpoint, and again, this is what I could be totally wrong here, but from a business standpoint, it's super fascinating to me because it's like, it seems like ticket sales would be a primary source of revenue, especially, and it seems like, especially when you're paying the athletes so much damn money, which is amazing for the athletes, you think that like every source of potential revenue is important to
Yeah,
cover your costs.
right.
So to just not have like the seats, I mean, yeah, just to barely have this, people in the seats, besides maybe Saturday on the home stretch was, I don't know. I like it would be really interesting if there was some sort of incentive for them to go. Like, was the Jamaican government like, hey, come here, we'll like help supplement like a lot of the cost, or anyways, stuff like that. It'd be really fascinating to know like why that venue was chosen,
Yeah.
because it seems like you could have seen that coming from a mile away.
Yeah, it might be the only venue out there too. Like you
Yeah.
might, yeah.
So,
Yeah.
but overall, I think it's super interesting. I think the other thing that's
Yeah.
really interesting, just in general, is like we were watching the 800, 1500 for the men's. And like Bryce Hopple, who's obviously incredible at the 1500 or at the 800, but he did not so good in the first heat of the 15. It's interesting because you're like, okay, if you finish almost last or second to last in the 1500, and then you get like third in the 800, you're definitely still getting paid like a decent amount. Like he probably finished like fifth or sixth. I can't remember what he ended
Yeah.
up in. But like, how does that affect the rest of your season?
Yeah.
Like Josh, if I was Josh Hui's coach, I'd be like, yeah, bro, good job. Just keep getting slammed in those 1500, and Josh is gonna like be ready
Yeah.
come like out, like, when it matters to run an eight, and he's got four 1500s in his legs where he's gotten maybe, I mean, he could totally turn it around, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is once a month. I'd be curious about what you think of like, as someone who's not doing it, I guess the steeple is different, but pretending you're like even a 5K runner, someone who's not doing it, where would you draw the line? Or where do you think like they begin to lose advantages? Like obviously racing often is good to an extent, but if it's like doubling or it's in places like Jamaica or Miami that are like hot and people generally don't want to race in, what would you say like you would think is the line where you, as a competitor, you're like, this person is starting to not do well, or like this person might do worse than I am because I'm not running Grand Slam. But also comparing that with like going to Europe for a Diamond League.
I mean, I think that the doubles are going to be the hardest for the like true distance athletes. I think that for the 800, 15 athletes, in my opinion, if you're a 15 athlete, you gain such a huge advantage by doing that 800 because it's just like,
Speed work.
yeah, it's the best, highest quality speed session that you're going to get. And so we're going to see athletes like Nikki Hiltz and, you know, all the other American females. They're gonna have even crazier kicks because they're just training that 800 speed all the time. But for the distance athletes, for like the 3K, 5K people, I mean, I don't know. I think that those longer events are so much harder on your body and it starts to take a toll. I don't know. For me, usually I have like 7 to 8 steeplechases in me in 1 year before things kind of start to go downhill. And
And
I've
that includes prelims.
And it includes prelims. And so it's like, okay, if you make it to world championships, then you've got, and you make it to the final, you've got 2 races. And then at US champs, you've got 2 races. So really, you only have like 3 or 4 other steeplechases that you would want to do. And so if that's anything like the 5K, if you only want to have 3 or 4 other 5Ks in your system before your big 5Ks at US champs and world champs, I don't know. I mean, it would be nerve-wracking to me to be like, okay, is this going to work? But the good thing is they're starting so early. It's like this first one was super early. They don't have to race again for basically another month or 3 weeks. And then after that, what? Each slam is like basically a month apart. And then the last two are like 2 weeks apart, something like that, which isn't that bad. And then you have like a month in between your last slam and the US champs. But I will say, like, as a distance athlete, if you decide to do Grand Slam, there's like a 0% chance you're going to be able to also do Diamond League. And so then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well,
I don't know if it's 0%, but it makes it more racing harder. It's very low.
it would be so difficult. Like it, because you're, unless you go out and win a Diamond League, you're not going to have enough points to make it to the final. Like you're going to have to at least run 2 Diamond League races in order to make it to the Diamond League final. And Diamond Leagues are still competitive too. I don't know. Maybe we'll see some of the, I could see potentially some of these African women trying to do Diamond League meets as well as Grand Slam meets. But I think if you're doing that long 3K, 5K at Grand Slam, it would be really tough to try to then do Diamond League. And then you just have to have a coach who's super dialed, who's going to make sure that, like, you know, you're not overdoing it and that the racing will be totally manageable. And I know some coaches, like I have full confidence that Grant Fisher's coach is going to be able to get him to peak at the right time for US champs to probably do that 5K, 10K double, and then also be able to go to world champs. But other coaches, I don't know if they have that level of experience of like having their athlete race 2 races back to back every month and
Well,
then get them peaked for US champs.
I think the thing is it's like a complete unknown. And again, I think this is like the long term, how do you make Grand Slam long term really valuable to track and field, is you have to integrate it into like the season somehow, to where like everyone wants to be a part of it, or it's in everyone's best interest to do it, and it's not like a trade-off. It's not like a trade-off situation where it's like, okay, like I want the exposure and I want the money of being in Grand Slam, but I also don't want to maybe like risk other parts of my season. Because like it's the same thing with like Bryce Hopple, right? Like I don't necessarily know if 1500, like 4 1500s are going to like zap him of like all of his like good 800s later on in the season. But does getting beat four times really badly potentially affect your mental game?
Same with Josh Kerr getting beat
Josh Kerr got
badly in
dead
eight.
fucking last, and that guy walks around like the fucking man, and then he's like, well, I just got absolutely slammed at Grand Slam.
Nice.
There you go.
Because it does take a toll. Like if you're just showing up to race after race and just getting destroyed, it's not good for your mental. Like it's really much better to go to less competitive meets and win. than just get your ass handed to you at a meet where you're in over your head the whole time.
But then it comes, and then it becomes like a tricky, like monetary
Right.
value situation where you're like, a lot of the athletes were like, well, yeah, I'd rather get beat and get dead last and get 10, 15, 30, whatever grand
Yeah.
than go win some race and get $0.
And Josh Kerr is like he'll the his selection process will probably be in his favor to get him to world championships. And same with like Jessica Hull and some of these non-American athletes who their world championship teams are committee based for the most part.
Yeah.
But for the Americans, I mean, even like Heather McLean kind of struggled a little bit, it seemed like.
She's kind of raced a lot, though.
But it's also really early. It's
Yeah,
like true
that's
too.
the other thing. And I
Those
think you
are
saw
for
that too.
people, yeah, normally race this early, especially this good, and have a built-out schedule like this. Like if you're racing Diamond Leagues, maybe you race two or three, and one of them is pre, ideally. And but like they have a full built-out Diamond League similar, but with doubles.
Yep.
And like it's you can't show up and like not be tapered really. And I think like Elise figured that out today or this weekend is like she raced 6 days ago and it was the races were faster than we anticipated them being, but it's also like these people are like they're the challengers are fully going for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like there's no reason that challenger wouldn't come in and just be fully tapered and try to win as much money as they can and earn a spot as like a potential challenger or racer again versus like it is still April and it's like is Elise's or like Elise or I don't know, is like Cole, like any of these people, Josh Kerr, even like any yard, anyone whose focus is the global level, are they really focusing on Grand Slam one? It's like probably not, but then
But then you also have the money part.
right. And then you still like you guys are saying like you don't perform as well as you want. And you still want to perform super well because it's still you still want to be beating people consistently. And
It's a
so
big deal.
yeah.
It's a big meet. Everyone's watching. It's televised. Everyone's posting about it on all the like running,
Yeah.
Instagrams. And so if you don't run well, people are going to know about it.
Yeah, right.
Well, the other thing too is I would say Grand Slam, at least for my money, is like probably going to be at least the third. I mean, it, maybe it's watched more than USA's cumulatively, but it's like probably like obviously the world champs, right? Number one, number two, maybe USA's, at least for us and like the people that we know for the most part. And then three would probably be Grand Slam. Maybe USA's Grand Slam could be trade off, but
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of expo, there's a lot of value in it. It's just this weird thing where it's interesting, right? Because they're offering athletes so much money to race, they're like in this situation where they're looking at it like, well, am I really going to turn down the money?
Yeah.
That's the weird part about Grand Slam.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, I think we can all agree, like, we want to see runners get paid.
Right.
So like, I would never say that that's a bad thing. It's just it's never I mean, never before has it ever been a problem to be like, am I choosing money or something else? Whereas like, in the NFL, they're like, hey man, like what's that guy that they re-signed to the Browns for like 40 mil? And he's like, yeah, I guess I'll stay at the Browns. Like I'll take 40 mil
Yeah.
for to stay at the Browns, who are probably going to continue to be terrible.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the trade-off, right?
Yeah.
Is
Yeah, Kyle had a great analogy the other day. He was like, if someone told you, we'll give you, if you're a football player, we'll give you $10 million, but you'll win a Super Bowl, or we'll give you $50 million, but you'll never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are gonna choose one or the other.
Yeah,
Right.
exactly. And so you might see kind of some of that. I don't know
Most
if it's
people are
just.
probably gonna choose the 50 million, right?
You would
Probably.
think, yeah.
But a lot some people will be like, I'd rather, that's like my dream. And you could do it other ways, right? Because I think there's also the aspect. Here's the other interesting thing about Grand Slam and like World Championships is there's a ton of money. If you get like a global medal,
Yeah.
there's a ton of money. It might not be like directly in prize purse that you get that, but like in the way you can negotiate your contract, like other potential sponsors, like you could add sponsors to your existing ones, get a
And just
better.
ad deals too.
Right, you're right. So there's also that. Like it's like Grand Slam's kind of this immediate thing that you are at least getting this guaranteed amount,
Yeah.
but you're also looking at it like, okay, well, I also want to do well on the world stage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I think that a lot of people aren't going to sacrifice. They're going to figure it out. Like, I think runners, like, are too good and coaches are too good, but some people that maybe don't have everything super dialed are probably going to have some sort of like trade-off between the two.
Yeah,
For sure.
So, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll pick up as they progress too. It'll like I think this one there was a lot of like kinks and just weird stuff. And I like obviously if we can see it on the broadcast, like the stadium was empty or just like in general, like the races weren't as interest some of the races weren't as interesting or is like is it really group the best thing for Sydney just to win 100K every weekend or every slam just because she's winning by 3 seconds in both the hurdles and the 400 flat is like I don't think they're just going to let that happen. And like they even talked about it with Sydney, she might do the short sprints and the 110 hurdle or the 100 hurdles, and she might like I am assuming they're going to move a lot of stuff around and maybe bring in different like pacers and challengers and stuff like that. But yeah, I think the one thing that I was impressed with was the production of it was really good.
Yeah,
Like
super
the
good.
episode, like the commentary was really good. Centro, I thought could use some work,
Dude, honestly,
but
Centro, I think Centro did
he
pretty
was
good.
good. I think he could. I think he his personality is too big to be like co-host number three. I think he just needs to have his own space.
Yeah.
But yeah, even like the production marketing, like Grand Slam on Instagram, I am about to unfollow them. They're posting like 12 times a day. It's insane. But even the show and like the commercials are really good. It's going to be interesting to see how many of those they repeat throughout the year. But yeah, they're really going all in. And the production team, like I think I told you on one of them, when they came out to Flagstaff, it was like it's not just like one or two photographers that are outsourced. It's like a whole team. Like it's a startup. It's a whole company. It's like
Yeah.
you don't think about that when it's like, oh, Grand Slam, we're going to race and it has a lot of money, but it's actually this whole company. It's like wants to be its own startup and it wants to be its own thing. And it's like, yeah, it's a lot, and it shows because I mean they're doing really well, it seems, and the
No,
production
I mean,
agencies.
that's the thing, I think. Every part about it is super high quality.
Yeah.
That also means it's super fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So I would really, yeah, again, I'm super fascinated in the long term. I'm excited for all the slams just from the racing. I mean, honestly, like, we got to look forward to it the last 3 days, which was sweet. Like in the
Yeah.
afternoon, like it's something to watch. Like that's kind of the thing. Like one of the, like it's like when football comes back in the fall,
Yeah.
you're like, fuck yeah, like
Yeah.
this is sick.
It
So,
wasn't, it was better to watch than some Diamond Leagues. Yeah.
oh, for sure.
Some Diamond Leagues
Because
are
Diamond
brutal.
Leagues, they're just fucking running, trying to run world records, and they're the most
Well,
boring
even from a
races.
production like standpoint,
Oh,
is
for
like
sure.
some of them last year they weren't even in English, or is like the audio is all fucked up, or is like the graphics are just like
Shitty.
world record, and it was like you're this far off the world record. Like these are like this is their points now. This is their points of the weekend. These are the top three. Like these are challengers. These are racers. Like it was really like it. And then at the beginning when he first turned it on day one, they explained like how tiebreakers work and the prize purse. Like it was really, it was enjoyable to watch. Like it
Yeah.
was like sometimes, and I'm sure you felt the same way. Like watching Val or at least at a Diamond League that you're not there. It's like. Or even the trials, like I'm just gonna go. Like it's way better just to go, and it
Yeah.
always will be. But this one, I felt like I was very in tune. It was like, it was still enjoyable to watch. I wasn't like I need to be in Jamaica right now. I was like, I can definitely.
If anything, I would say I didn't want to be in the
you still want to
major.
be there. But it
No.
was like,
No,
you're
yeah.
not just like stranded on your couch. Like I don't know how she's doing out of because
Yeah.
it's not. And it's also like, no offense to the field people, but it's like you're not like split screening between like. The 1500 and like the men's triple jump semifinal, and it's like, and you're not going to commercials. Like there's no commercials, which is really nice because,
Yeah, there wasn't.
and there's no 10K, but even the 5K, it was like the men's 5K, they're in 15 minutes, and like a Diamond League, they would have cut to commercial three times. It's like, oh, they're
Yeah.
running 80s right now. Let's just like have a Pampers commercial in here. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't want to watch this, man. But like this was very like they're just like very in tune with the commentary, and they're like, yeah, I mean this race is taking 3 minutes longer than it usually will, but we're just gonna stay here the whole time and watch these guys run 5 minute miles. And like,
Yeah.
it was, I mean, it was that was cool. That was nice to see because I was worried about that. It's like it's so much money, and I can see them giving a lot more of the money to the athletes and sacrificing the broadcast. But the broadcast was fire.
Yeah, broadcast was fire. I would say it was like maybe just because they're working through some of the kinks the first time, just like a step below like the Olympics level
Yeah.
broadcast.
Yeah.
So, I do have a bro, hear me out though, because I feel like the one thing that Grand Slam, and you actually have to do a bro, hear me out since you're a guest, so you have to think about that before we go. But I feel like one of the biggest takeaways was the best races were all the races that were the most competitive, regardless of time. So my bro, hear me out is, bro, hear me out. I'd way rather watch the men run a 5K in 15 minutes with a sick last lap and super competitive than Sydney McLaughlin like run away from everyone and run a world record. Like, I think competitive racing, and that's what I think they need to figure out in like the women's long distance. Like those races just, were, and also like the difference between the men, the way they broadcast the men's 3K, like focusing on Grant and that race was really, really good. They should have done the same thing for the women's, because there was a whole secondary race the same way. Just because the winner might not be in that pack of the slam, like I hate to say it, but like the front race was just not very interesting.
I think that's fair. I think some people do, I mean, it is nice. Sydney's a different example because, like, most of the time she runs a world record, and it's cool to watch that.
It is cool.
But
It's a different type of
it's
cool.
yeah, it does get old just like watching one person just like,
Dominate.
yeah, and it's way cooler just to see. And it's like early 2000 or like late 2010s when all the NCAA races were like super tactical, or Centro's gold was super tactical. It's like, it's not the best person doesn't always win. But also, like, if you want to be the best person in time trial, you should go to the Diamond League or just set it up on your own, like Jakob. But I think the last Grand Slam might be like that. It's just like really fast all around. But yeah, I think those races were really interesting. Like, I thought the men's 5K was interesting. Or yeah, the 5K, the men's 15 was really interesting because the 800 guy won it, but they weren't running super fast, but they're running fast enough. Like, just things that are like, you don't expect these people to win, and they do. It's like, I didn't expect Cole to get beat in a 15, and he got toasted. It's just like, that's cool, and that's why people watch it. And that's a whole kind of aficionado with Grand Slam, is like, we want these people just to race. We don't want like time trials. We want to get away from the Diamond League circuit. We just want them to race, and we'll reward like racing. And it's like, sometimes if you're really fit, yeah, if I was really fit and I knew it was way more fit and I could win $100,000 just by dropping everyone, is like, yeah, I would drop everyone. But also,
That's the kind of the problem though,
yeah.
is like, I don't, it's not the racer's fault for running that way.
Yeah.
It's just not, I think the thing is like at the end of the day, right? They're making all this money. It's a show.
Yeah.
Like it's a show, it's entertainment. So how do you make the race? And again, maybe there's no way to fix this, but I don't know. Like distance running has so much potential. So, you don't want people walking away from like the weekend being like, oh, and to be honest, the distance races were really good for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't want people thinking like, oh, they could have got rid of the women's long distance,
Yeah.
you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, they were really good. And it's like, those girls are still racing for thousands and thousands of dollars. But when you're just focusing on the two girls that are in way in front, it's like, okay, maybe we can hop off these girls and like,
Or at least after they cross the finish line,
yeah.
show the other
Oh my
girls.
God. Don't even
Because
get me
that's the
started.
thing. Like, and this happens across the board with all live streams of any race. If the winner's like 200 meters ahead and wins, they'll show her like rolling around on the track afterwards, or like waving at the crowd. And it's like, there's other people racing. Just turn the camera, because like, I want to see the other people. I want to see the race for third and fourth. I want to see these battles. And they did that for the men's 3K, but only because Grant was in that chase pack. And if Grant hadn't been in the chase pack, I mean, we didn't even see the second place guy cross the finish line. We didn't see that at all because they were
But
solely
we knew he was
focused.
gonna win. Like we knew he was gonna get second. Like you don't
But
need to show us
yeah,
that.
exactly. We didn't really care. It was like, okay, he's, 10 seconds ahead of the chase pack. Like, let's see the chase pack fight. And I'm so glad that they showed us that. And
The
it's just such a bummer they didn't show us that for the women's 5K
funny thing
and 3K.
is the women's 3K or 5K would have been equally as entertaining if they just broadcasted it the same way they did the men's 3K.
Yeah.
Because instead we like saw like the last like moment where like Emily had already crossed the line, whereas we
Before,
could have
yeah.
enjoyed that for 200 meters,
Yeah,
you know,
right.
and like been like, oh, who's gonna win?
And instead, they showed first and second place wandering around at the finish line, waving at the crowd. And it's like, I don't care. We already saw them win. Like,
Yeah, like you're gonna interview him anyway. It's just
yeah,
like,
just
right.
let them go do their thing and turn the
Yeah.
camera to just look at the last 2
But that's at
minutes.
least something that can be fixed.
Right. And I feel like that will get better because it is for thousands of dollars. And it is like when they do go to tiebreakers, it's like literally combined time. So it's like people can lose $5,000 to $10,000 just by like hundredths of a second on combined time. It's like maybe you introduce a split screen at that point or something. But yeah, there's a time to focus on the winner, like the Olympics or like the trials or something. But yeah, it's like when the winner's far and away the overall winner, or just the winner of the event, it's like, yeah, these other people, there's five other people, and the drop off in points is like 12, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's like those points are so interchangeable
Yeah, it's almost the most
versus,
interesting
yeah,
parts of the
it's like if
race.
you win the first one, you're in a really good spot. But yeah, those middle like four or five places is like you can jump $10,000 in 2 seconds. It's like that's what's crazy. And we need to, or they need to focus more, maybe more on that.
Especially if there's sports betting. If
Yeah.
you bet on somebody and you
Yeah.
don't even, you can't see, like, I feel like that would defeat some of the high of the sports betting, right? Like if you bet, oh, Emily Infield's gonna finish fourth and she's an underdog, but then you don't actually ever see her cross the line, that'd be pretty frustrating from a
Yeah.
sports
For
betting
the record, let's
perspective.
bring up that Val brought up sports betting before we did.
Let's
So
go.
this could
Yeah,
be like,
you.
yeah, let's, who's the real
Yeah.
degen
I've literally never gambled ever in my whole life.
Okay.
No, I really
Sounds like
haven't.
someone wants to bet. Upset that she couldn't see your bet.
Sports betting is such an ick for me. Like when guys talk about gambling on sports, it's actually such an ick. That's why,
Wow.
bro, hear me out.
Wow, that's a good
Sports
bro.
betting is a huge
That's a
ick.
good bro here now because of what Kyle talks about most
Dude,
days.
Kyle today was like, I won $30 on a basketball game in March
I
Madness.
did. I put $5 on Houston with fucking 4 minutes to go, and they won. That was a
And
sick
then
bet.
Kyle literally told me, he was like, yeah, I feel like 90% of the time, like this type of thing wouldn't pan out.
No. This is like the danger of sports betting.
Yeah.
It's like that you'll go +500 on a bet, and you're like, this will never cash. And then it does. And then you're like, well, the next time I see those odds, I kind of have to load up. So,
Right.
yeah, it's a poison, that's for sure.
It
But
is for sure poison.
now you get to bet on track and field, which
Which is so enabling, it's crazy. Imagine if you have a problem, you can literally
Oh
bet
my
on
God.
anything.
Yeah, you can.
Oh
It
my
was
gosh.
cool. I only placed like two bets, but
At Grand Slam.
on Grand Slam,
Okay.
yeah. But I think and I didn't win, but I think they need, I don't know if it was different on other apps. I was on DraftKings, but I think they need to add like more capability as far as like what you can bet on, not just like the winner.
Yeah,
Like
I
that would be
agree.
funny, or
Yeah.
like fun to be like, hey, who's gonna finish like
Even top three.
yeah, top
Yeah.
three or like overall slam. Like you can do a bunch of fun parlays.
Yeah.
Like there's all sorts of stuff. I guess you could still build out parlays. You could build parlays on DraftKings and bet on different winners.
Or if someone
Yeah, but
trips
just
across the
outright
tape,
winners. Yeah, but
like Kenny tripping across the tape.
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah,
you could do all
there's a
sorts of
lot,
fun
yeah, a lot
shit.
more that they could do.
Yeah, like is the tape gonna break or is it just gonna fall
Yeah.
down? There's all sorts of
Or
cool
even like
shit.
falling, like especially for the
No,
hurdles,
I don't
or
want that
just
on that.
over under total
Or
time.
clipping.
Clipping a
Yeah, that
hurdle.
would
It's
be
like
good.
over 9 minutes in the women's steeple,
Oh
over
yeah.
15 minutes in the women's 5K.
Yeah, like if I was, I would think that would be a huge aspect of getting more people, like random, like
Yeah.
new fans interested, is just like give people more exciting ways to bet on it. Like,
Yeah.
regardless of what you think about betting, it would bring in more fans.
Or just it would expand like. I don't know too much about sprinting, or like I can't imagine sprinting people know too much about like distance stuff, but if you can just say like a basic over under, like I think they're gonna run over 15 minutes. I don't know what that means, or if I think like the women's hurdles are gonna run under 47 seconds, like I don't know what that means, but I'll bet and I'll watch it because it's my money. It's like if it doesn't bring in more people, it'll at least like maximize the watch time of the people who are already interested in it, and that would be really cool because as it stands right now, I don't really watch the 200, obviously the same as I watch everything else, unless we're gonna say like I wish Kenny, or I hope Kenny wins, but if it's like I think the winning time is going to be under 19.8. It's like, that's really interesting.
Yeah, I
And the odds
agree.
would be a lot more friendly. It's not just like minus 10,000 for
Yeah.
Sydney to win. It'd just be like minus 150 or plus 150. It's just
Like
literally a coin
10,000.
flip. Like, it wouldn't matter.
You see the odds on the whoever's gonna finish second or win above Sydney, it's like plus
Yeah.
20,000.
It's like, I'm not even gonna bet on that.
That's
Cause like,
real
that's not
toxic
it.
sports betting
There's no incentive there. But if it's just like literally a coin flip of like they're gonna run over 20 or under 20, you can either make your money or lose your money. It's like, that's very
Well,
fun.
that's kind of the point. Like when you get into like with UFC fights, one of the reasons why we kind of usually break even on UFC fights is because we're usually just betting on winner the winner,
Yeah.
right? Which is like basically, I mean, it's not 50-50, but
It's
it's
close.
one or the other,
Yeah.
right? Whereas you're basically in Grand Slam, you're betting on like one of these eight people to win,
Yeah.
and that's you're either with like Sydney, you have huge odds for one person to win.
I'm like that guy in the 400. What's his name again?
Chris Bailey.
Yeah, Chris
Chris Bailey.
Bailey. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, what were you saying about that?
When they came out with the odds the first day, Chris Bailey was a +700, +700 underdog to win. When he just won the Olympics. And so people, I saw it on Reddit, but people were putting their money on Chris Bailey because he was +700. So it'd be like a crazy cash out. And then by the time DraftKings and FanDuel realized it, FanDuel was +1,000. They're offering them five times their money back because people were just like, this guy's gonna win. And even if he doesn't, it's not that much of a hurt. It's not much of like an L, but he won. And so people were like +1,000. And
Yeah.
so they're just raking in the dough. And yeah, FanDuel was like, we'll offer you five extra money. Like, we fucked up the odds. Like, it was just like, no. And like, when he started, he was like a +100 underdog. So it was like, they really messed it up. But yeah, that would be.
Even right before the race, he was still plus 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
And then he won pretty handsomely,
yeah.
too,
Yeah,
honestly.
he crushed it.
He crushed it.
Did he win the
He won the
200
two
too?
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
He
right.
was the overall.
Yeah.
What is it called when they win both
He was the
events?
first challenger to win the overall slam in the
Really?
first thing. Yeah, because he was a challenger, which is crazy.
Yeah. That is
So
crazy.
good for him.
Yeah. But.
I do like that part. Like it's giving some of these athletes that like this chance to like make more money than they may have ever made in their career in like one day
Yeah.
or 2 days.
Yeah. Which, yeah, that is really crazy.
It's
And.
sick.
It'd be interesting to see if they actually cash out that day or not. Like, we were talking about that. They're presenting checks, but it's definitely,
It sounds like it's not a real check, though. It
yeah.
sounds like it's like a memento.
Which is cool, too. But you would think if they're trying to be good for the sport, they're not gonna, like you just said, you just got paid, and I got paid from Chicago like a month ago. And it's like, you would think it's not gonna be like that for Grand Slam because Michael Johnson's just like, we're doing track different and we're actually gonna pay these people.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I mean, I don't think I'll ever get the opportunity to do it, but like winning 100K and then just having to sit, wait on it for 6 months is like, well, I'm gonna house hunt, especially in a place like Boulder. Like, I'm gonna go house hunting or like car shopping, but the 100K is not gonna hit my bank account for 6 months. Like, maybe I cannot do anything. Like, that's so whack.
Especially because you're right, it is totally life-changing money.
Yeah.
Like, $100,000, like instant $100,000 is so crazy to think about.
That's a lot of money.
For
Yeah.
even the longest event, the 5K, you're running a woman,
Yeah.
you're running for like 15 minutes and 30
Right.
seconds, and you get $100,000.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. Again, I just hope it's sustainable.
But Kyle, I think this is where it might, like, you're thinking that there might be some sort of like, oh, this has to generate revenue. But what if the point of it isn't?
Well,
What
no.
if there's
I
like
agree. I think
investors
that could be the
and
case.
there's no point of generating revenue? It's just, we want to pay athletes and we want there to be a lot of money associated with this, and we want to do something differently. And they just have investors who just put money into it.
Well,
And then it's just like, okay,
that person has to literally.
this is what we need.
Yeah, that's
This is what we
great.
need on the podcast. Kyle's always like, it's gonna fail.
No. I'm not
Other
saying. I'm
Grand
not
Slam
saying.
is broken. I just wanted to see.
I
We're
want
losing
Grand
money.
Slam
I mean,
to succeed.
they might just be losing money, but they might have investors with deep
Yeah.
pockets who are like, let's just keep this thing rolling. Like, LIV Golf.
True.
LIV
That was
Golf
like
wasn't
Saudi money,
generating. I
though.
know.
Yeah,
Okay,
but it could be
but
Saudi money.
yeah, no,
We
I know. That
don't
would be sick. I'm just curious. Hey, fucking, I'm all
know.
for it. I want to see it. I just
Yeah, because
that.
I want to see it too, because if it's successful this year, dude, like, imagine if they did like 3K steeplechase and then like 2K steeplechase.
Yeah.
And they opened it up as something like that, and they were like adding more events. That would be so great. It would be huge.
Yeah, no, I want that. I
Because then if
completely
I could
agree.
compete in something like that, not saying that I mean, I would really have to see like how these athletes compete at US champs and hopefully world champs to kind of gauge
If
like
there was a steeple at Grand Slam, you would 100% do it.
I would try to do it. It would be really hard
You
though.
would 100% do it.
It would be it would I would 100% do it, but
This is
it
like
would
the
be
most Val moment
challenging.
of all
Yeah, no,
time.
I would do it, but it would be like kind
Like
of daunting. Because I mean,
over-analyzing this.
I'm sure even Elise at some point was like, wow, this is going to be a lot of racing. Like, this is going to be really hard. Like, obviously, it's worth it because of the money and because of the exposure and everything. But there's a part of you that's like, I hope that this doesn't negatively affect my ability to compete at US champs. And obviously, you have to take that risk because it's totally revolutionary when it comes to track and field. But it's still like, well, hopefully, this doesn't like tank my season.
Well, I don't think it will tank seasons. I think it's just more like
You just have to
how
have
do
a
you,
really good coach.
well, you have to have a really good balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Who can make sure that you are recovered and tapered and all those good things.
I think honestly, I think what they could do is they could remove one of the long distance races, like just make it a 5K or 3K, because then even if it's like a time trial race, people will be more able to send it because
It's one
they
race.
won't be thinking about like, oh, I have to go run a 3K in 2 days. And you could also then, even if you cut the prize money, not like cut the prize money for the long distance, but then you could add in another cool event
Yeah.
like steeple. I'm biased, but I think that would be sick. So
Yeah.
do you think they would ever add in relays? Like if you could
I don't think so.
get a relay team together,
I don't think so. It
it'd
would
be
be
kind of
too
cool. That'd be
complicated.
crazy.
I think
That
it'd
would
be
be
too
complicated.
complicated and like too time intensive.
Even if it was like a 4x1, it's not very time intensive.
But think about how many fucking athletes you have.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot
Yeah.
of athletes.
The cost like goes to the roof just to like host that one race.
True.
But hey, just like you guys were saying, maybe they just have
Yeah,
all the
maybe
money
we're
in the
just throwing
world.
they have so much money.
We're just tossing money away.
They are though. Like they definitely didn't sell enough tickets to cover the cost
No, we
of
literally have no idea. We're all talking out of our ass. We have no idea. They could have made money,
they could
but
have made
it
money.
just certainly doesn't seem like they would. But
Maybe beers at the place were like $40.
yeah, maybe.
Those horns that everyone was actually blaring were just $100 each.
Yeah. Every honk.
Yeah,
Every honk is
you have to
$100.
purchase it to get in.
Oh my
You have to sell your soul to come to these.
I think moral of the story, though, super sick.
So
Yeah,
sick.
super sick. And I want to see. Yeah, I'm excited for the next one.
Yeah.
More than anything, I think it'll also be cool to see how people, because it's so early in the year, I think it'll be interesting to see how people adjust through the year or improve. And like, also like, this is like the first rate or first meet where people are gonna kind of figuring out how people were gonna race. So it's like now, like in the 1500, like Cole and Jared, they can't sleep on the 800 guys in the 15. Like they're
Yeah.
like, all right, like we better like maybe run faster if we want to like win these.
Yeah.
So that'll also be interesting to see how the tactics change and how the races change. Like even in the 5K, like I'd imagine those guys are like, okay, well, Brands like Centro even said, like those guys probably aren't going to be like, well, let's leave it to the last lap. I mean, Grant won every group. He outsprinted everyone that he needed to each time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So unfortunately, that means that those men's 5K, 3K might become more similar to the women,
yeah.
where it's just these crazy people sprint for the first like 2K and then hopefully try not to die and have the group catch them,
Yeah.
which would
We'll
be
see
less
though. I don't know if
interesting,
there'll be as
but
much of a gap. I mean,
also
Grant is a world record holder.
men race like I'm not surprised that the men's 5K went that way at all. That's
Yeah,
like a very typical way of
men
men
race more
race.
often with huge
Tactic.
last laps.
Yeah, tactically,
Yeah.
it's incredibly common. Although we have seen like the women's 1500 is, well, also all the women are just so much better now, but that there is a tighter pack with a lap to go. But still, we've seen some women's 1500s be a little bit more tactical, which is
Yeah.
kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, but yeah, shout out to everyone who ran at Grand Slam track. It was honestly super fun to watch, and I'm pumped for everyone that got paid.
It's
Yeah.
so sick. I'm so jealous, honestly.
Yeah,
Like, you could add up all the prize money that I made last year in all my races, and
That's probably not true because USAs don't you get paid a pretty good amount?
not as good as, like, if I won a grand, if I won Grand
Oh,
Slam,
okay. But
like the
yeah.
person who wins the Grand Slam is going to make more in one race than someone like me made in my entire like racing season
Yeah.
of prize money, which is so crazy to think
If
about.
you won 100K in prize money last year, I'd be pretty psyched
I definitely
for
didn't,
you.
but yeah, that would have been really freaking cool. Although my taxes would have been so screwed up.
Yeah, that's the other fucked up part. No one's talking
That's
about
what they don't tell
it.
you. That's what they don't tell you.
Hey, 100K is really like It's a
50K.
tax season.
And if you have an agent too,
Agent, coach.
agent, coach, taxes, you don't really like, but still though, the
It's
money,
more. It's
it's
still more
money's
money
money.
because all the prize money is like that, no matter what. So
Across
it's
the board.
if more prize money, you're making more money. So it's still awesome. Although, hey, I'm never run. But anyways, any other thoughts on Grand Slam? I don't know how long we've been going, but we've just talked about I think we
Grand Slam
covered
for
it
a while. all. We've been talking about Grand Slam for like an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we covered it
All
all.
right. Well, we do have Val on the podcast, so we should get an update on Val. Yeah. Where are you at? How's training going? What's new in life? Who are you? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you at my house?
How are you relevant to this
Something
conversation?
like that. You have to be relevant to talk about Grand Slam.
That is actually a
We're
really good
relevant.
point. That's a really good
Yeah.
point.
We're podcasters.
Yeah.
Your perspective here just doesn't even matter.
Oh my
Actually, if
God.
we're being honest, I'm like the least relevant person here. You're a marathoner running major marathons. Val's a Olympian, and I'm just like this fucking derp. All right.
Kyle
Anyways.
is kind of a derp. Kyle's a derp who's going to come with me to Doha,
Yeah, that'd be
actually.
sick.
Yeah, so
Personal
actually okay,
body
cool. The
guard.
really cool. The meet director of the Doha Diamond League reached out to my agent and was like, "We want Val to come back to Doha to give her a better experience."
Well, why
Whoa.
was it a bad What was experience
your
first time?
experience the
Yeah.
first time? So the first time I ever raced in Doha on the second water jump, I blew out my ACL and then had to get surgery and take a whole year off running, which was really, really horrible. But that all happened at Doha. And so I am like kind of looking forward to going back, but I'm like kind of a little bit nervous because
Wow.
obviously like the last time I went there was like super traumatic. But it is cool that the meet director like invited me
Yeah, saw
because
you out.
yeah, he was like, "We want Val to race here." So I thought that was really cool.
Wow. But you're like 10 times better athlete and like way stronger.
Yeah, definitely way stronger. I mean, I've been working out pretty good these past couple months. Definitely putting like a bigger emphasis on the weight room than I have in the last 2 years.
I mean, this is your most consistent
Block of
stint of
training.
training ever,
Yeah, I mean,
right?
besides my true freshman year at CU, where I was like running 40 miles a week and like not really racing very much, and then high school, where I was running like 25 miles a week. This is the most consistent block of training I've ever had in the last 9 years. And so that's really cool.
Don't sleep on the high school blocks, though.
I know those high school training blocks.
25 miles a week consistent or weight room treatment, training like a professional. I'm 25 miles a week sounds pretty nice.
Those are vacation
Yeah,
miles.
you didn't run in Doha when you're running 25 miles a week, so.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, so it's been really cool. And I, because my old coaches, uh-oh.
Some good audio right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't come through too bad.
Oh, someone's just using a chainsaw in the backyard next door.
That's
Literally,
the one part I
about
think it's a leaf blower.
a leaf blower. Okay.
hey, shut that
Hey! But
So
yeah.
yeah, when
Yeah,
is
just
there?
power through, power
When is
through.
there?
We'll pull this closer. Doha. So Kyle and I have to leave like May 12th or something like that. And then the race isn't until like May 15th or 16th, something like that. And so we're gonna be in Qatar for like a couple days, which is kind of cool. But
That's cool.
the jet lag is pretty brutal. And the travel day is pretty brutal as well. It's like a 22
Damn.
hour travel day, something like that.
That is crazy. That's longer than to Japan, right?
Yeah, it
Oh, dude,
is. I
it's
think
so.
Japan is
16, or
Japan,
maybe 20.
it's not that bad. Yeah, it's like 16 and then 18 on the way back, something
Yeah.
like that. It's Japan's not that
22 is
bad.
unreal.
22 is super
It's also a
gnarly.
lot more direct flight. Well, maybe I'm
No,
wrong, but
Japan, there's a direct flight, and Doha, there's not. Like, we
yeah.
have to stop in Dallas, which isn't that bad. Like, Denver to Dallas isn't that bad. But it'd be really cool. I mean, I think that it's definitely one of the nicer Diamond League meets. And so that'll be my first steeplechase, is going to be Doha, opening up in Doha.
And then you're racing another race before that, right?
Yeah. And so then in whatever, like 2 weeks, I'm headed to LA to race the 1500 at Brian Clay. And I raced the 1500 at Brian Clay last year. It was my first race back after ACL surgery, and I ran pretty well last year. I ran like 4:12 in the rain in the 1500, which I was really proud of, honestly, as like my first race back from a major surgery. And this year, I think it'd be really cool to like maybe start at like 4:10 pace and then see if I can like sprint to maybe get a PR, because my PR is 4:09. I think it'd be really cool to try to get a PR at Brian Clay. And I want to wear the new Nike kit.
Yeah, the new Nike kits look sick.
They look super
They're
sick.
sick. They're sick.
So I sent an email today to like the equipment manager at Nike, and I was like, "Can I please get
Yeah,
can I please get that?"
have my Nike kit.
But last year, in years past, like I didn't really get a choice in like the kit that I wore. They just sent it to me, and I didn't know that I could like even make a request.
That's
And
like
then
a very Valerie thing, though. Like,
oh,
thank
thank
you
you
so much. Shorts, yes.
so much.
This is
No,
pro.
they gave me men's half tights.
Let's
They
go.
gave me men's
Yeah,
like racing half tights. I was like, oh, this is fine.
I
But last year Nike like was struggling with uniforms because they were making all the uniforms for the Olympics.
That's gotta be so crazy.
And so they were struggling to get like the regular Nike kits out. So there were some Nike athletes last year who never got the purple kit.
Well, that's what I was saying this year. Like, for all the brands, there are some people running in old kits, and
Like
some
Brian
people
Clay.
running it in new kits. So it's like, yeah, it always makes you wonder, like, is that just like a shipping thing, or are they no longer sponsored? I don't know. So, but Fred Kerley apparently is no longer sponsored by Nike, which is crazy.
No.
I think that's
I think
crazy.
he's had the
Next.
most, he's had the most contract turnover in like the last year and a half. It's kind of crazy.
Signing bonus cut. Signing bonus cut. He's actually a genius. Imagine the
Yeah. But the
signing
problem
bonus.
is that like if he doesn't have a sponsor and then he's like does well, he's just losing out on so much money.
Yeah, and the reason, the hypothetical reason he doesn't have a sponsor is not
Not it's
genius.
not good either.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I was yeah, it's unfortunate. Anyways, moving on. But so things are going well,
Yeah,
right?
it's been pretty cool. So the coaches that I've had for the last 10 years both wanted to retire. So I actually got a new coach this
Oh.
year.
Oh my God, this is an
Bomb
exclusive. This
drop.
is an exclusive.
Secrets out.
Bro here,
Secrets
bro,
out.
hear me out. Who's the new coach?
The new coach is the coach of University of Colorado, Sean Carlson. So
Holy fuck.
I know no one probably saw that one coming.
Wait,
Big surprise.
what? You've been running with all the CU people. That really took me by surprise.
Yeah, and tagged in all of the CU Buffs track and field
Yeah.
content, but and on Carlson's Instagram story.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you'd have to be pretty brain
Yeah.
dead. But I think he's fucking cool as shit. I really like him. But yeah, no, I think it's been going well. You've been doing some like new training.
Yeah, which has been really cool. I mean, this whole idea of like doing threshold training and like being a little bit more conservative, but maybe having slightly higher volume. And I think that it's been really actually beneficial for me. Because even last year, like under Mark and Heather, I was doing marathon training with some of the women that they were coaching last year. And that was like super beneficial for me at the end of the track season. But that type of training probably wasn't what I was going to continue to get. That training was very circumstantial because of the ACL surgery. And so to be able to kind of go back to that style of training now is really good just because it's so sustainable and I'm getting like pretty fit, which is
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that workout you did the other day was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I did a VO2 max workout on the treadmill.
Nice.
I did mile cut downs.
Wow, on the tread.
You got to keep the times a secret though.
Yeah.
I
Guess the
mean, I
times in the
don't know. I
bio.
guess it's
Get
up to
the
you.
times as a comment.
Yeah,
Yeah.
guess the times in the
Maybe
comment.
we'll tell you next week.
Probably not.
No, we probably won't. We'll forget.
Everything's a secret.
We might not even be back next week at this rate.
True.
Chuck might not be here.
True.
No, wait, Chuck won't be. No, wait, is that that's not next week, and that's 2 weeks.
I'll be here next week, yeah.
Oh yeah, he'll be here. Okay.
I'll be
In
here.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Fuck,
Dang,
still.
actually, all right, well, anything to add to that? Because then we should talk about you, because we need an update from Chuck on your training.
Yeah.
No more updates. Oh, I bought a Woodway.
No
It's
more.
dope. It lives in my house and I run on it all the time.
Yeah, that's okay. Let's talk. Oh, we actually did talk about that. Fucking nightmare getting
Yeah,
that.
we
That
did.
was a horrific nightmare. Val's like, we're in Hawaii on vacation. Val's like, oh, I bought a Woodway. I'm like, okay, that's pretty sweet. And we like just did not think through the horrific challenge of like actually getting that thing in our house and working.
Moving it, the electrical outlets. Yeah. It's crazy. If you buy a I don't know about a Woodway, but they release those like Wahoo kicker runs, and it's like you can get it delivered and that's extra $500. And then like, yeah, to put in the correct socket, that's another like $300. So it's like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense because most houses aren't wired to handle a Woodway or like a nice treadmill, or they are wired, but they don't have the outlet. And so, yeah, it's something that you don't think about. And yeah, we talked about it on that one podcast too.
Oh yeah, when Chuck
But
was talking about how you bought that shitty
and
treadmill
Gunny, yeah,
and then it
tripped
like
my brake every
every
time.
time
It's crazy.
and you used it like 2 times, I
Yeah, and
think.
it happened to Elise too at her parents' house. They're like, oh, let's go Woodway. They go to plug it in, like, wait, we can't do anything
Yeah.
here. We just have this really nice treadmill and we can't use it until someone comes out and like fixes the outlet. So yeah, it's good. But no, you guys' Woodway is really nice. I am curious, you guys asked me to bring my bathing suit here the other day. I
Oh
didn't, and we
shit.
haven't talked. You're like, bring your swimsuit, don't ask questions. I was like, I don't have my swimsuit
Wasn't that exciting. I
with
was
me.
we were
No,
just
let's hear, Chuck. What are your predictions of why we
I was
asked
well,
you?
I knew you got the Woodway, and then yeah, I was out. I got a haircut that day, so that we were I was coming over to watch Grand Slam, and you're like, bring your swimsuit, don't ask questions. Or you called me before and I was like, I'm getting I can't answer this phone. And then you're just like, bring your swimsuit, don't ask questions. And I was just like, I don't have it. And you're like, you can borrow one. I was just like, okay, it's so urgent that I'm gonna borrow a
So,
swimsuit.
what did you think we were going to ask you to do?
I thought you either bought an ice bath or you bought a sauna. That was my two thoughts. And then I was like, maybe they got like one of those shitty hot tubs that like you fill up in the backyard and it's like
Like a
70
kiddie
degrees.
pool.
Yeah, it's not actually a hot tub, but it's just like sucking electricity. So I was like, I have no idea what it is. And then I got here and you guys didn't even talk about it. And so I was like, maybe they didn't actually get anything. But then there was one time that you went into like one of the rooms and you're just like, oh, it's probably like lost in this room. I can't remember what you got. And then I was like, oh, maybe there is like some crazy sauna set up in there now. Or no, you were like, when you're like, oh, you should live in here. Actually, this room's off the market now. I was like, maybe they have a crazy sauna in there.
No,
Like
we were actually gonna we were thinking about going in saunaing last
at the
night.
rec center.
Oh,
Oh.
I was saying that, so like maybe if you wanted to go you could come,
But
but we didn't even
crazy,
do that.
funny that you mentioned buying a sauna because there's a crazy nice sauna for sale at Costco in Louisville. Like one of
Wow.
those crazy barrel saunas that's
Dang, let's
like
go.
barrel
Dude,
shaped.
I'm
Dang, you're
like
right
getting
here.
I drop Val off to go get gas at Costco. She's like doing some grocery shopping. I'm gonna meet her in there. 1 minute later, like I'm like in the line to get gas. She calls me and she's like, Kyle, they have a sauna. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And she's like, we should get it. And I'm like, how much does it cost? And she's like, I don't know. And then I'm like, well, why don't we figure out how much it costs before we talk about getting it? And she's like, I don't know, just when you get in, just like go look at it. And it was like, it's like one of those giant barrel ones.
Yeah.
It was like 4 grand.
I'm sure the transport of that is not very
That's
easy
what I the
either.
first
Like
thing
the
that's what I
setup,
was saying
too.
on the phone. I was like, how are we gonna get it to the house?
Yeah.
How are we gonna fucking plug it in?
Yeah.
Like that, my house doesn't have any external plugs, which is actually a huge pain in the ass. So
Yeah.
I'd have to hire the electrician again.
yeah, because we did it for the Woodway. So
That'd be crazy, though.
It would be
Yeah.
so sick. But
It would
okay,
be
so then I
nice.
started to think about it a little more and I was like, okay. The South Boulder sauna is like a 5 minute drive away from the house
It's so close.
and it's ready to go.
And it's
You
open till
show up,
9 p.m.
you jump in, and you're good to go. Where this sauna,
You'd have
like,
to like preheat
yeah, you
it.
have to turn it on for like 30 minutes.
That's what I told her. I was like, the time it takes you to drive over is probably less than the time. And again, it's technically less effort because you come out here and just flick it on, but still.
But if you forget to do that, or like, you're here by yourself, or like if you got on a call and you're on the treadmill and like you had expected to be on and it's just not,
Yeah.
it's like I can't sauna now because I'm not gonna wait 40 minutes in sweaty clothes anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I could just drive over to the rack and in
Right.
5 minutes get in the sauna. And
Yeah.
then we were talking about like, it's wood, so we'd probably have to like stain the wood or
Right.
winterize it or whatever, like put a tarp on it.
Definitely, yeah.
And then
Well,
there's
that's literally pure wood.
yeah.
There's someone down our street that redid their whole house,
Yeah.
and they like paneled it in wood, and it looked great when it first went in. T 2 years later, it looks horrible because they didn't stain any of the
Yeah.
wood.
Oh.
So
That's
it's
crazy. It
like,
looks like the fence, like our
yeah, it
front
looks
yard
actually like shit.
fence.
And it's like you guys spend so much money remodeling your house, and you didn't think to like
To
fucking like,
stain the wood, to protect it.
yeah, to protect your wood. Anyways.
Yeah.
Protect your wood.
Protect your
Heard
wood.
it here
Protect
first.
your wood. Bro, hear me out. Protect your wood.
Ew. You guys are gross. This is the one thing, being on a podcast with a bunch of boys. You guys are
You're so
disgusting.
upset. You're so happy to be here.
Protect it.
Wait, say the catch line. Bro,
No.
hear me out. Come on.
No, you say
Bro, hear me out.
it.
Protect your
Oh
wood.
God. And the glasses too.
It's sad.
But anyways, yeah, I for like 20 minutes while I was in Costco by myself, I was just like fantasizing about this sauna, about how great it would be. And then Kyle came in and burst my
Of
bubble.
course. Yeah, because I'm like,
Spawn
I'm gonna
nuclear.
be the fucking sorry schmuck who has to do all the hard work to get this fucking thing in here.
Yeah. But it is cool that they are even selling that at Costco.
Yeah,
They
it
sell
is
the
cool. No,
weirdest
it is
stuff there.
sick. It's honestly sick.
They
I
sell
would
a
love
lot
it.
of stuff.
The thing is, it would have to go on this fucking giant concrete pad that we're on, and then the
Yeah.
concrete pad would basically be gone
Or
because.
we'd have to pay to get another one put in, and then you're just looking at even more money.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know,
no,
because
we could just put it in the swamp over
no,
there.
we can't with the nice little sinks.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
exactly.
would literally
Six months
sink.
in, it's just halfway underground.
And I'd be the person that'd have to pay for it.
Well, no, because yeah, I would be like, I don't want to fucking pay for this
Yeah,
thing. We
exactly.
have a gym pass and you can drive 5 minutes away.
Although the gym has been, the sauna in the gym, it's either like completely packed and there's like 16 people in there, or it's like empty.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little bit shitty.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
A busy sauna, that's one of the worst places you can be.
Yeah, because then you're just sitting in someone else's sweat, or like people's sweat is dripping on
Yeah.
you. It's like really
I hate
kind of
when people
gross.
try to talk to you in a sauna.
Oh
Oh,
my gosh.
wow.
Kyle has the craziest story.
No,
Maybe we
it's.
shouldn't flame this person on the podcast, but
No, let's just not talk about that.
okay.
That's
We'll tell Charlie
crazy.
off the pod,
No, it's
but
just sometimes there's people talking in the sauna that just share way too much information.
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't sauna
You,
much.
I here, let me put it this way. You can imagine there's some people in Boulder that just not the most fun to sauna with. I don't know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I sauna for like right before my last year at CU, right before conference and regionals, and I would go twice a week, and I ruined a pair of AirPods because I would bring them in with me,
That's crazy that you do that.
but it was just so I didn't have to talk to anyone, because like the people, because it was at 24 hour, because I got a free membership for like a month,
Yeah.
and so it was like the people would be in there, just be like, literally just like your stereotypical, like you come here often. It's like, yes, like I come here twice a week. I don't,
What was
yes. So I
that?
just ripped a pair of AirPods, and yeah, they got absolutely soaked, but it was worth it because I hate people who, it's just like you don't need to talk.
I know, yeah.
Even within, there's a some guys on the CU team have a sauna as well, and like those guys are my boys, but like I just get in such a deep zone in the sauna, like I would just go alone. I wouldn't even have, like I would pay them extra for the utilities, so I wouldn't have to share. And I was just like, preheat the sauna for me. I just want to be in there by myself. I just, something about, like, I sweat a lot in general, and I just hate having to talk in a sauna. It's just,
It's very
I
like a,
hate it.
it's
Then
like a very.
you would hate to sauna with us then, because I'm always whispering to Kyle in the
Well, that's
sauna.
different. Like, if you're there with someone that you know, it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
I can talk to you. But if it's just like a, you walk in, it's just like a coffee shop, just conversation. Like,
Oh,
so the weather's out there is pretty crazy, right? And it's like, fuck you, guy. Like, I just
yeah.
starting to sweat. Like, I'm not gonna make conversation. People like talking about like the stock market.
It's
It's like,
just it.
bro, we can do this outside of the sauna. You two assholes don't need to take up space in here just talking about this. Yeah, it's crazy, but
Dude,
yeah.
okay, I will tell one thing. So the other day, this isn't about that one
Okay,
person.
good.
We go into the sauna. Val like puts down a towel because she doesn't want to sit in other people's sweat, which is like,
Yeah, I did that too.
It's
Yeah,
very reasonable.
very normal, right?
Yeah.
But most other people are in the sauna, like not have
Except
a
for one
don't.
other girl.
Yeah, there's this other girl sitting there, has a towel down, and this guy like moved over so he could sit on like the higher ledge of the sauna, and he was like, "Oh, that's pretty nice. You guys have a towel." And I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have taken the time to get one, but she likes it, so I benefit from it, whatever. And then there's this girl sitting in the corner. She's like, yeah, but it's the rules.
She was like, it's posted on the rules of the sauna on the door.
And I was just like, and then I just felt so uncomfortable.
And everyone is like looking around like, oh my
And
God.
then she's sitting right next to two like a nice like middle-aged couple, no towel. And the guy's just like, yeah, sometimes I don't read
I'm a
the
rule breaker.
rules. Anyways.
Oh, that was so cringe.
Yeah, the sauna there is like honestly more frequently moments where I'm just like, God,
Yeah, public
maybe
saunas
we
can be
should get
bad.
that
Maybe we should
sauna.
spend the 4 grand and all the other money to get one.
That's one Grand Slam race. Hit up MJ.
Hey, MJ.
I just need a quick four
I need a
G's.
sauna.
Yeah, I need a
You don't even need
sauna.
to pay me the 10. I need four.
I'll take my deposit in a
Yeah.
sauna. I don't need the money. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But Chuck, what's the update on your
Boston.
training, Boston?
Yeah, I guess we've been talking 2 weeks. I got sick 2 weeks ago. That's why we didn't do the
Yeah, I know. I texted the guy and he's like,
podcast.
I was like, what time do you want to do the pod? Can't sick. Like the
I thought I had food
fucking
poisoning because it like came on really quick, and then I was like yakking, and so I was like, "Yo, this is food poisoning. It's fine," because it came on like dumb quick, and then it just stuck around for 3 more days, and I was like, "I think it was the norovirus. It was miserable."
Oh, you were
So,
like puking the whole time?
yeah,
Oh, fuck.
and other
pleasant things.
fecal
Hell yeah. Okay, let's
extractions.
we don't.
Hell yeah. Hell
But yeah, so I was sick then. So
People
that
like
yeah.
crack.
Yeah,
Funny.
of course we
Yeah,
know.
really.
We just asked them.
The way people like
What am I gonna
extraction.
say? What else am
People
I gonna say?
like, you can say
I shit
it was
my
out both
pants.
ends.
Yeah,
You
okay.
can.
Well, we get it.
Yeah. That was the worst part of the marathon build, I would say. I took 3 days off, so I was pretty shitty.
So you must have been super, super sick to
Yeah.
not run at
I mean,
all.
it was also like being in flag. I think sicknesses last longer because you're up that high.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then just like, yeah, if you can't eat anything trying to run, obviously you guys would know it's really shitty. And it's like, I just don't want this to last longer than it needs to. So yeah, I took 3 days off and then got back to it. And then, yeah, we went to California for Elise's 10K last week, and I ripped a long run there. I've done two long run workouts, which I am really good at, so I like those a lot. And then yeah, I ran 125 last week. This week was 115. Next week is like 95 and 75. So it's
Dang.
crazy.
So you're basically like not even running.
Pretty much not
Next
even
2 weeks,
running.
not even running.
Yeah, I think I've doubled 4 times this week instead of six, and it's just like, yeesh. But yeah, so training's going really well. I'm
I
excited.
fucking hate when Chuck talks about how much he runs these days. And he's like, yeah, I'm only running 95 miles a week. I never ran that far in college. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
But
but
it's gonna be a good one.
yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm really excited for it. It's getting to that point in like tapering where like you just overanalyze everything. So it's just like I want to feel good. I think I should feel good, but it's also like I'm still running 120 miles this week, so it's like probably not gonna feel good yet.
Yeah.
And then next week I still have like the way we taper is I like it a lot. It's like I just mainly take out doubles and reduce my easy runs, but my workouts are still very close to full volume, so it's mentally is very nice because I'm still doing like big workouts, but everything else is just reduced a little bit versus in the past. And I just don't think I've been running or I ran enough in college, but like you would reduce your workouts and you would reduce your easy runs and you would take out doubles. It seems like you're just taking everything out. So it's like, yeah, today I had a 10 mile just easy run, which is short for me, but tomorrow I have like a normal marathon workout. So it's like, that's nice. And so I'm excited for that, but I'm also excited just to be not running as much
Yeah.
because it's been getting very old. I cannot
Yeah,
imagine.
I can only
But no, but
imagine.
being back here in Boulder, it's obviously lower, more of like people I know, like Marcus is here, just like just more of like a routine that you're comfortable with instead of like being in Flagstaff and making like trying to make sure you have everything you need, and like you're always gonna forget like your protein powder when you travel or something like that, versus here, like, everything's here, I know where everything's at. So yeah, but yeah, it's good. 2 weeks.
Exciting. And then what's it? Are you just gonna chill for a while after?
Yeah, I think I'd like to do, like, thinking about a full marathon, probably not, just because my off season and Elise's off season never really matches up. So I might do Boston, and then I might do like Boulder.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, Boulder would be
Yeah,
really
they asked me
fun.
to do it last week, so that would be really cool. But if not, then just like chill for a bit, and then yeah, go to like Grand Slams or pre, and just like enjoy the summer. And then yeah, it's like at the end of the day, I have 3 more years until I have to try to make the team, or to like do anything good, and I don't need to run another fall marathon. So
You might not do one for another, like, for a while.
for a year, yeah, pretty much. I
Yeah.
think I might just do Boston and like Boston again. So,
Damn.
but I don't know. The marathon project is in December, so I could do like a December marathon. But yeah, it's nice to be like not having anything in the calendar.
Yeah, that's
So
sweet.
gotta
Yeah.
save up, because if Elise and I, knock on wood, can make the world team,
Yeah,
you're gonna have
we might
another
be in,
trip.
definitely
I
looking at
can't fucking
skiing.
wait.
Yeah, I might be in Tokyo in like late September, and then yeah, like after Tokyo, like obviously you want to take a trip, like a vacation. We did, Elise and I didn't get to do that last year because I had Chicago,
Yeah.
and so it was like, yeah, if we can like go over there, or even if like for whatever reason we don't get to go over there, just to take a trip and not have to be like, oh, I have to run
100
120
miles.
miles this week while we're in like Europe or something like that. Like, so yeah, kind of prioritizing life and my job for a little bit will be nice. So
Yeah, having to train on vacations is just never fun.
yeah,
Or
it's really hard.
yeah, like when Val and I were in Hawaii, because we went later, because we went in December, and she was like back to training.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of running,
Yeah.
and it's hard to like fit everything in,
And like
so.
places, I mean, you guys have been in Hawaii, but like if we go to like Spain, like I don't know where to run in Spain. And I don't want to
Well,
like
no,
map
that's
out a like long run 18-mile route. It's
just
like,
staring at Strava heat map.
yeah, it's just not worth it. So yeah, Boston is all I have on the calendar.
Is that
Boulder
where you and
would be
Elise want
good.
to go for your vacation?
Spain.
That's cool.
Oh,
That'll
that's
be
sick.
super
Spain
fun. That'd
is
be sick.
sick.
Or if like, yeah, like not
Spain
to
is really
speak too soon,
cool.
but to be in, if we're gonna be in Tokyo, then maybe we just stay in
We
like
just
St.
talked about
Clair and
doing
Craig
that.
went to fuck.
Singapore?
No. I can't remember.
Somewhere.
But they stayed over there
Okay.
in Asia.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that would be dope too. So but yeah, I don't know. It would just like a trip would be nice. 'Cause I mean like the trip I went on with you guys was sick, but it was also like the Olympics. And there was still like you guys, like you
At
were
least I was
locked in.
stressed
Elise was
out.
locked in.
Yeah.
Like even we were stressed out a little bit, like not all the time, but
I don't
like
know.
you guys were
We
out
were
there,
still
right?
running, and I was like in a build for Chicago, and I was like, fuck, I probably should be running, but I'm not because I'm hungover. Like, I don't know. I was still kind of stressed, but like, I feel like I haven't been on a vacation where I'm just like Yeah, chilling.
actually a shit, like a, I don't know,
Not
get face and like not really needing to do anything. And like, maybe we go for a run for like 5 miles or something.
because it can be fun to run on vacation just to see more shit,
Yeah, you
you
get to see a
know,
lot of stuff,
yeah, it
which is
says, it doesn't mean
cool.
you're not gonna run. It just
Right,
means
just
you don't
like
have to like
I
if
don't
we
have a
you don't
lot
have
more
to you don't have
stuff.
to think about it like, oh, we want to do this today and we
I have
have
to
to run.
train or
Yeah. It's
whatever.
just like,
Yeah.
oh, hey, we could run.
If it comes organically, then yeah, we can run.
Yeah.
But if not, like I'd rather do other stuff. So, and it's just like the marathon is a lot different. It's like I've been running 135 for like 12 weeks. Like that takes a lot.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm sure I say this now in like July, I want to train again, but I have so long until I have to do anything. So
And you kind of
unless a
enjoy
company
life.
wants to pay me, and then I'll run a full marathon and all my vacation plans will go out the
Chuck's DMs are wide
window.
fuck open.
But no, I think Boston's going to take a lot physically and mentally. And then just like the summer, and like, yeah, might be back in Flag, might be traveling to Grand Slam, just like a lot of cool stuff to do. And it's like,
This summer's gonna be so sweet. I
yeah,
can't
because
fucking wait.
Kyle's coming with me to Doha, but then
Yeah.
I also want him to come with me to Oslo because
Yeah.
that's the next Diamond League meet that I would probably do. And then we'll go to Pre, which would be
Yeah.
fun.
Pre and
And then
then
obviously US
USA
Champ,
is
and then knock on wood, we get the
hopefully. Well,
Diamond
there's
League
gonna be,
final
but even,
in Zurich. And then also
yeah,
knock
a
on
lot of
wood
travel. Yeah.
September in
I,
World Champs, hopefully.
yeah,
So
I mean, yeah.
it's gonna
I
be
had
some
so much
fun.
fun last summer, like going around doing all that fun shit, so.
That's the coolest part about the world champs being in September is that like the athletes can let loose because it's the last race of the year. Where the Olympics,
Yeah.
a lot of the athletes were still trying to race Diamond Leagues after the Olympics.
Right, that was the thing, is like that's kind of why we didn't go on a trip, because like I never truly knew when Elise's season was done. Is like she wasn't going to finish at the Olympics, but she might make the final, but she might finish in Rome. Like she didn't know when she was going to finish. So like this year it's nice that it's like hard, it's a challenge that it is late, but it's nice that it's like you're fucking done, like there's nothing after that, and so it's
Exactly.
like
It's like
you actually know.
there. So you could go anywhere in Asia. You could go to Thailand,
Right.
Cambodia, you could go stay in Tokyo, in
Just go rip
Japan.
it down to Fiji.
Yeah, you could rip it down to
Yeah, fuck
Fiji. Like,
it.
there's all
Fuck
kinds
it.
of fun things to do. I
Yeah.
mean, I think if I made it, if I made the world team, I would want to like hang out in Japan for a little longer.
Yeah.
Because the last time I was
Japan
there,
is sick.
well, the last time I was there was for the COVID Olympics. So the only
Yeah.
three places that I
So
saw was the village, the US training facility, and the competition stadium. And we weren't allowed outside other than that. So yeah,
yeah.
I was in Japan for 10 days, but I only saw three venues.
Such a crazy Olympics that, I mean, even though it wasn't like maybe the most fun, it's probably like one of the more unique. And then to get to go to, the great thing is that
Taiwan, they went to Taiwan.
oh,
Austin
that's
Kleran and
sick.
Craig went to Taiwan.
That's
Taiwan would be
sweet.
cool.
Yeah, they liked it a lot.
Also might be the center of a major global conflict in the
Yeah.
near future.
Yeah, Trump just said
Not to
declare
talk about
Taiwan a
geopolitics
country.
on the
Not to be
pod.
a political podcast.
They do make some pretty important chips over there. So,
Shout out NVIDIA.
yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It the summers are so cool. I feel like
Yeah, summer's gonna be sick. I actually almost forgot to. I have it in 2 weeks. There's gonna be a pretty crazy announcement on the pod.
what?
I can't tell you on the
Fucking, you
pod.
gonna edge us like that,
It's gonna
huh?
be, yeah. You guys edged me earlier, so I can.
Oh yeah,
That
that
wasn't that
As soon as we tell you the story, you're
big
gonna be like, okay, yeah, like,
of
all right,
an
I totally.
edge, though.
It's not gonna be a surprise. Are we gonna be surprised? Ooh.
Is it, can you give us a hint?
It'll be a validating reason that I don't have something on my schedule for fall.
What the fuck?
Now
I don't
I'm
know if it's a
super
validating reason, but
interested.
it is
What
for
the
me.
fuck? Give us a hint. Well, I guess that was a
No,
hint for me.
no hints because
Yeah,
we don't
you
want
just have
it.
to simmer in that for 2 weeks. Two and a half
Dang.
weeks, actually.
Wait, so are we gonna find out
Post
before
after
Boston?
Boston.
Post Boston.
The event's going to occur after Boston. It's an
The event.
event. It's a life event, yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
A life
What?
event?
Yeah, it's gonna be sick.
Wait, yo.
It's actually, I mean, it's really cool to me. It's not that big of an announcement, but you guys blueballed me, and so I need to, we need to
You want to even
even
the
it.
playing field here, okay?
And now the podcast is gonna have to go for 2 more weeks.
All right, everyone
Or
take
3 more weeks because it's gonna be in the middle of the week.
guesses
Yeah,
as far
drop your
as
guess in
what they
the
think. Comments.
comments.
It's been like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we can probably wrap it up soon. I think a couple things. I mean, if anyone, this will probably honestly, because of Val, shout out Val, who will be our most viewed podcast. Let us know what you guys thought about
Oh, wait, I have some
Grandson.
comments. Do you have any?
Oh, I actually did want to talk about one thing. I forgot to talk about it. We could talk about it on the next one, but it'll be less relevant, about Formula One.
Oh, yeah.
I could talk about it really quick.
Okay.
Or
Just
we can skip it. We should skip
skip
it.
it.
Skip
Skip
it.
it.
Skip it. We're
Well,
just gonna skip it.
okay. Just to honor our comments from the last one 2 weeks ago. Remember that guy Kyle that commented about the K truck? Do you
Yeah,
remember that?
yeah.
Val even
I
remembers it.
remember. Yeah, I
He
remember.
said, okay, shout out Kyle Reinhart. He said, hey, thanks for the shout out. No, the K truck isn't in my top five either, just playing around. I was searching, hoping to find someone talk about the legal process for the American roads. That's a bummer because it sounds like our Kyle doesn't even know that.
You're fucking.
Happy for you about the 4Runner, though. That'll be dope. I love a sick deal. You did announce the 4Runner last pod.
Yeah, we
He
now
said,
yeah got the car.
side note, this is where it gets a little crazy, but
Yeah.
side note, fuck them for making everyone feel guilty about using ChatGPT. They need to make that shit more efficient and stop making us feel bad for using it. LOL.
I
I mean, I
agree.
kind of
Side
agree.
rant. And then he
Yeah.
said, keep the fun content coming, y'all. Peace sign. And then Emery commented a week ago, so on our off week. I'm actually bummed when you guys don't do a new one each week. LOL. Silly and fun. I appreciate it a lot.
Oh,
Oh,
Emery. Shout out
Emery.
Emery.
We
Shout
love
out
you,
she was
Emery.
here
She
like
could
an
have been on
hour
the
ago. She
podcast
could
a
have been on
week
the pod and she left. "Hey, Emery, we're never gonna forgive you."
Yes.
Everyone
Still have your
could
opportunity.
have
Poor Emery.
met Emery. We've talked about like numerous
Oh my
times.
gosh, you're
Emery and
hilarious.
Phil, at some point, I have to make it on the pod. I don't know if Phil ever will, and he's never listened to a podcast,
Dropped his
so
name more than anyone else.
probably.
You just can't sit through a whole podcast.
It would be fucking, yeah, it would be interesting to see how you'd do on a
I feel
podcast.
like he'd get really impatient and just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, boss, I'm done.
Yeah, he would get uncomfortable probably. I don't know, or maybe not. He'd probably crush it.
Read
Yeah.
your comments.
You have
I want to
comments?
know.
No, it was just Brandon DeMires. He sent me a thing. It was a screenshot of the Cherry Blossom 10
Oh, yeah,
mile.
today.
He was saying how Hicks isn't, so Charles Hicks, isn't he from Great Britain?
Yeah,
yeah
he transferred his citizenship.
Oh, he's US now?
Yeah, why did he
Okay.
do that?
So
Just did. He said the American roads are easier.
Yes, Brandon, to your
Wow, which is
question,
crazy.
he switched.
It's true though.
So he is not clowning us because he didn't. Brandon said, "Did he switch or is he absolutely clowning us, holding the flag and
That would have been
everything?"
crazy. That would have been a top tier troll.
Yeah. No, he did
Whoa.
switch. He switched like at the beginning of the year. I think he switched when I was in Flagstaff.
A lot of people are switching to roads, it seems.
Yeah. Well, yeah, his logic was the American Olympic team on the roads is easier to make than the British Olympic
Is
team,
that
which
for,
is
wait,
not
what? For
true.
what? The
The
marathon?
marathon, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's so
What are
that
you
was
talking about?
That's his
He
that's I mean
probably
he ran really well today, but yeah, I don't think
low
it's definitely
key,
not easier than the
I'm
British
sure
team.
it's a contract related thing. US Nike athletes get a really nice thing.
And now he gets game day, so.
Well, right, that's exactly what I was gonna say,
Yeah.
is that US Nike athletes get more perks than
Yeah.
international Nike athletes.
I don't know anything about that, so.
So it does make sense from just like a money perspective. US athletes. Because Nike US, I think, has like a bigger budget than Nike UK.
I don't know anything about that, but it is kind of interesting, like, from the standpoint of, like, if you wanted to go to the Olympics, if you, like, are, I mean, I feel like it is easier to make it in Great Britain than the
I
US.
have no
Especially for
idea.
the roads.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
probably
so that's
money
interesting. But yeah,
related
it
then.
has to be, there's more underlying because, like,
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would be like, yeah, beating Connor and Clayton
It's easier.
DJ is easier than being selected by the governing committee of UK. It's like
I don't even know any Great
British
Brit.
marathoners.
Yeah,
Mark
not
Scott, I'm
Mo
reading it.
Farah,
Mark
Mark
Farah.
Scott,
Mo
yeah.
Farah. He's retired.
He's retired, but he was
Yeah, he
obviously
is.
like really, really, really,
There's a
really
couple of them.
good.
There's like some 208 guys, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure there's good guys. I just don't.
But it's not
I don't.
easier than
I
the
don't.
American team, I'll tell you that. It's not
Yeah.
easier than having the standard and being top three in a shitty location, wherever it's going to be in 2028. Yeah, it probably will be a shitty location.
Well, cool.
But yeah.
I think that was probably one of our best ones yet. Valerie, thank you for joining us. Any closing thoughts? What did you think about your first Bro Hear Me Out experience?
Yeah, is it better to listen to or participate in?
I don't know. It's really fun to participate in because, like, I don't know. It's fun to talk to you guys, but I'm also like kind of bummed that I won't have like something sweet to listen to that's brand new. I'm still gonna listen to it, obviously, because I want to hear how stupid I sound on the podcast. But
Val flamed us for our last podcast. She didn't think it was as good. Dang.
I said you've done better.
Hey, we need some honest feedback.
Yeah.
But hey, if this one's bad, it's your fault. But yeah, you should come back on sometime. Maybe
Maybe.
a pre-USAs or post-Doha episode.
Post Doha
Post
would be
Doha would be
cool. Yeah.
sick. Yeah.
Pre-Doha would be cool. During
Pre-Doha.
Doha. I'm going
Update, made it through the second water jump. We're good.
Oh my gosh. Charlie.
We're in the clear, boys.
That's a dark one. That's a dark one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we gotta go to dinner. So, anyways, thank you guys. We're back. We didn't leave. You guys all thought that maybe we quit after episode 10. That was a fair assumption.
Could have went out on top, but Val said it wasn't good enough, so we had to come
We're
back.
coming back with bangers from here. And it's the summer. Track's gonna get better. Fucking weather's gonna be way nicer. Charlie's gonna be cuter.
Always. Always.
Anyways, all right. Well, Val, you wanna sign us off?
Sign us off. You can do a bro hear me out, or you can come up with a tagline or have them leave something
Or
like
say the
this.
tagline.
Or say the new
Yeah,
tagline.
say the new tagline.
I can't. come up with that on the spot. I think my bro, hear me out, is this podcast is actually really fun to be on. So if you're listening and you want to be on the podcast or you
Yeah,
know
we're not
us.
sending out invites. You can just ask to be on the podcast, and most of the
Yeah, exactly. So
time
just ask to
you
be on the podcast. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
All
bro,
right.
hear me out. Bro, hear me out is fun.
Let's go.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We will catch you hopefully next week, unless Charlie has neurovirus
No.